listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you Family Sanctuary, a show that inspires living the gospel message in word and deed within our families. And now, Family Sanctuary with host Peggy Hartshorn.
Welcome to the Family Sanctuary, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. I'm your host for today's program, Peggy Hartshorn, Chairman of the Board of Heartbeat International that advances life-affirming pregnancy help around the world. And of course, family is particularly important to me, families and children, and the topic of our program, really. How do we help within our families to instill that sense that each person is created in the image and likeness of God and has such a value in God's plan? And today, I think you'll really enjoy our program. We have two children now grown of a beautiful Catholic family from our diocese, the Shore family. We have Mike. Welcome, Mike.
Well, thank you very much.
And
thanks,
Beth,
for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today. And we're going to be talking about your family, and particularly a beautiful gift that your family has made, a family legacy. The legacy of your family, and we'll be hearing more about it as we go along today, generation to generation, has been one of openness to life, of really having a value of educating their children in the faith. You know, Catholic education was so important to your family. You're from Lancaster, Ohio,
yes.
Like
right.
I am. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we have lots of connections. And so we're going to talk about that in your family and how your father and mother and your uncle particularly developed a plan to bless the Catholic education in their community with St. Mary School and Fisher Catholic High School. But they made this a family legacy, named after their family, and of course, impacting their family for generations to come. So sometimes we call that paying it forward. You know, what can people do to pay it forward? The blessings that they have experienced, allowing those blessings to go forward into the next generation of their families. So I think you've got a great story here, and I'm so happy to have you on the program to tell it. Well, let's start maybe with Mike. Mike, what actually did your father and mother and your uncle decide to do to kind of pay it forward and honor your family?
Well, Mom and Dad and Bob were very cognitive of Catholic education. We come from a big family. Mm-hmm. There were eight kids, mm-hmm. All who went through St. Mary's and Bishop Fenwick and later Fisher Catholic. And as a result of that, Dad was very intent on making sure that we had a great education. And this is also the same school that Dad and Bob had attended when they were kids. Mm-hmm. So there was a real sense of unity among the buildings and the family.
Right.
And as a result of all that, Dad was very intent on wanting to make sure that Catholic education continued for mm-hmm. the Shores to continue.
Generation of the Shores.
Yeah, I mean,
and
we
the
all
next.
Pretty much stayed pretty close to home, and there's grandkids and great grandkids that are also intent on attending the Catholic schools in Lancaster.
So they decided when they had a windfall with the sale of some family property.
Right. My grandfather Joe, mm-hmm. Dad's father, had a family farm that was later developed in Lancaster. It was on the north end of Lancaster. And as a result of selling off parcels, Dad had a windfall of money that he wanted to protect, mm-hmm. And also utilize to forward Catholic education. Mm-hmm. And he got together with some attorneys and bankers and developed a plan to go ahead and create a trust that upon Dad, Bob, and Mom's death would be available to the St. Mary's and Fisher Foundation
right.
for the two schools.
And that sum ended up being over $1 million,
yes,
right?
It was close to 1.2 $2 million.
And so of course that gets a lot easier now today in our day and age with being able to do something like that. Now that we have the wonderful Diocesan Catholic Foundation, which we didn't have at that time, but they were able to make a plan and were able to set up that trust. And Beth, let me ask you, I thought one of the very interesting things about it was the humility of your family, that they didn't really let anybody know about this at the time.
That's correct. He said, they all got us together, and we all spoke about it. And first off, they didn't want it to be named after themselves. They said since the farm land came from Dad and Dad's parents, it was to be named after them, Joe and Florence Shore.
So it was named the Joe and Florence Shore Trust.
That's correct.
So again, the importance of family.
Correct.
They named it after their parents.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't to be spoken of until after their death.
Till after their death.
Correct.
And that was just recently. Is that correct?
That's correct. Dad died in February. So it just all became public once all of the paperwork got handled.
So and so it's just recently been given to St. Mary's
and
Fisher Catholic. I bet they're so excited.
Very much so. And obviously, I think that Dad's intent was to make sure that the monies would have some impact on the continuing of education and the assistance towards people that needed some help to go
scholarship.
To scholarships.
So it's basically available for scholarships.
Scholarships, tuition assistance, that type of thing. But do it in a way that it would be very, very long term.
Yeah. You know, I was so excited to hear about this because I think I mentioned earlier in the program, I'm from Lancaster. My husband and I are both from Lancaster, and we went to St. Mary Grade School and Fisher Catholic High School, which at that point was named Bishop Fenwick when we were there. So we have some of the same wonderful memories of those schools, and they were very, very impactful on who we are as people, my husband and myself, and the value we place on human life, the value that we place on family. And just like I know you, and we'll talk about this a little bit on the program, have such wonderful memories of the community of those schools in your family, the connection to your family. What a beautiful thing for your parents and uncle to decide that they wanted not only their children to have that experience of community and family, but also their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. Yeah,
I agree. I think that, you know, we talk about family, and obviously the eight kids and mom and dad is certainly a very close-knit family. But as you're speaking about the schools, each school was essentially its own community, its own family, because there were such small schools, and Lancaster's not that big of a community.
No.
You tend to know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then within the school itself, very close, deep friendships have occurred. You've had that fellowship among your past classmates. Even now, the Alumni Association is not just the Fisher Catholic alumni. It's St. Mary's, Bishop Fenwick, and Fisher Catholic alumni.
Oh.
They include all three of the schools to go back, clear back into the very beginning of St. Mary's.
And, you know, when you talk about that sense of community and the impact on families, our grandchildren now are going to Immaculate Conception Grade School, and our granddaughter just transitioned to Watterson. And I've been so excited to see that in their communities, for our son and his wife and their family, they're having some very similar experiences that we had. I mean, it wasn't just growing up in a small town in the 1950s and 60s and 70s that allowed that sense of community, but it's happening, you know, with Catholic schools and families today, which is a beautiful thing.
Oh, I
love to see that. Yeah. So, and your dad, I know, was also involved in the school. It wasn't just he sent his kids to the school. Beth, tell us about your dad's involvement in the schools.
He was a pharmacist that I just remember him working like 8:30 in the morning till 9 at night, but he always made time to work at the fall festivals, mm-hmm. and he was school board president. In fact, he was president of the school board when Fisher Catholic, the building, was created. So he was invested in, had time invested in all of that. So he made time for all of that. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And he passed that on to you as well, because I think you said, Mike, you have also gotten involved in the schools down there.
Right. I had a career in law enforcement, and upon retiring, I came back to Fisher. I had a couple sons that were going to Fisher at the time, and I came back and took the job of the development director for a few years while my kids were going to school at Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really great in a couple ways. One, I got to really keep a very close watch on my kids and how they were doing. but also, I really found out how definitive the Catholic education is in doing all the research for my job. It was amazing to discover how impactful it was to the families that were going to Catholic education. They were far above the curve on public schools, not only in the education, but also the scholarship dollars that were coming. Kids that were going to Fisher Catholic were getting a much better education. They would go to college, and they would test out of a lot of early
classes.
Some
of their requirements.
Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, so even though they're paying a considerable tuition at Catholic high school education, they're saving that money later on when they're testing out of college classes. So,
good point. And now, thanks to your family's gift, thanks to the plan that your parents made and that is being carried out now, kids that need scholarships to be able to have that kind of an education can take advantage of the beauty of that education.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's really what Dad's plan was. And all of my brothers and Beth have all been very successful. And I think you have to attribute that to the education that we've gotten. And
the family involvement.
The
absolutely.
Family involvement.
Yeah.
And the family involvement of the schools.
Yeah,
I mean,
the involvement of the
close.
School with the family. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a partnership. Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing to think about. And it's wonderful that we still have the opportunity, you know, to choose the Catholic education and that your family is making it possible for many other kids to be able to take advantage of that in Lancaster through the Shore Family Gift, which is fantastic. So if you just joined us today on our program, we have Mike Shore and Beth Shore, brother and sister, and they're the children of the Shore family that has established a beautiful gift that was recently distributed to St. Mary Grade School in Lancaster, Ohio, and to Fisher Catholic High School, a trust fund that was to be given to these two schools at the time of the death of their parents, Harold and Libby, and their uncle Bob Shore. They made that plan how long ago? Maybe like 20 years ago, didn't they? 15 at least?
Yeah, mm-hmm. At least 20.
Yeah,
20
years
ago. Something like that.
And on the death of your dad just recently, that was made public, that they had developed this trust, and the gifts were recently distributed. So over $1 million to be divided by these two beautiful Catholic schools in our diocese. And we're talking about what a wonderful family legacy that is. And for your parents to have made that plan and also so modestly and humbly not even wanted it to be revealed until the time of their death. But you know, something we were talking about earlier, I thought it was really great that even though your mother and father wanted the gift to be a private until the time of their death, you mentioned they gathered all the kids together to tell you about it at the time they made the plan. Beth, tell us about that. Do you remember that time when they called you together to talk about making this plan?
I do.
It didn't make a gigantic impact on you at that time.
Not at that time, no.
Yeah, well, just mom and dad are making a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's what they're going to do with the money from the sale of the farm. Okay. How about you, Mike? Do you remember anything specific?
The interesting part to me was that it was commonplace.
It was just a matter-of-fact thing.
It was like, well, don't all families do this? I think that because it was laid out by Mom and Dad that, you know, we're doing this, we never really thought that it was that much different than what other families are doing on their own.
Mm-hmm. Here's what you do when you have a windfall, when God blesses you with a big amount
exactly.
of money.
And actually, when I took the development director's job at Fisher, I quickly come to realize that, boy, that doesn't happen. I mean, this is something that's
we
rather
need to
unique.
Give that vision to a lot more families, don't we?
And I think that hopefully by us telling our stories, others can see the quality of such a gift, how it pays forward for all the graces that we as a family have received.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that obviously you had 8 children in your family, and it doesn't sound like anybody said, "Wait a minute, you're going to give that $1 million away after you pass away? It's not going to be divided among us 8 children." Nobody thought that, apparently.
Well, I won't say that we didn't think a little bit about it, but I think we also reflected on how well each one of us had done, and that it's really a payback by the entire family.
Mm-hmm. And we also knew that it was so important to Mom, Dad, and Uncle Bob that we thought, well, if it's important to them, it's important to us.
That's
and
wonderful.
We shared that value. Mm-hmm.
And again, that's the wonder and the beauty of the family values that were passed down, you know, in your home. And I was asking you earlier when we started, Beth, how many grandchildren and great-grandchildren are there?
There's 11 grandchildren and I think 19 great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren, right.
And two in the oven. Twins, we know.
That's great. And didn't you say one, is it the great-grandchildren, a couple that just have started St. Mary's Preschool?
Yes. Rob has 2 sons. That's the oldest grandchild of
your mom and dad.
Mom and dad's. Uh-huh. And he has 2 sons that are twins, identical twins, Nick and Thomas. And they just started preschool.
At St. Mary's.
Yeah.
So that would be your parents' great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And your grandparents' great-great-grandchildren.
Correct.
And, of course, the money from the trust fund came from your great-great-grandparents, from their great-great-parents. What
right.
am I saying? From their great-great-grandparents.
Dad's mother and father.
Yes.
We'll just make it
right.
simple.
That is so beautiful. And as those grandchildren and great-grandchildren come and start school there, they'll learn about this family heritage and this family legacy.
I'm sure that they will.
That's really neat. Well, we were talking a little bit earlier too about how the Catholic schools, and not just back in those old days when we were there, but now as well, there's a sense of community between the parents and the teachers and the school. We're all in it together to help form and develop these young people today. Let's talk, I thought it was really neat when we were talking about the festivals as one opportunity for that. What are some of your memories of the festivals?
Well, when I came in as a development director, I was put in a position to wear a number of hats. And I was the alumni director, the development director, the head of the festival, It had fallen away a little bit. So we I and my committee had really pushed hard to bring the festival back because it was a great memory.
Mm-hmm.
And it really proved to be significant in that the parents of all the kids came right in and picked up. It wasn't just, well, the kids will do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was an entire family times 100.
Isn't that great?
For all the kids that were going to school at Fisher. And it is remarkable about how the families take a real big part in their kids' life
right.
and education at Fisher and at St. Mary's.
Sure. And something like the festival, a fundraising event, it's not just about raising money.
It's about fellowship.
The beauty of it, right, is getting the families together to work on the different events. I know my grandchildren are just excited when the festival comes up for Immaculate Conception. And, of course, they go around to other festivals as well. Mm-hmm. But when it's their parish festival, you know, their mom and dad are volunteering in this booth or that booth or whatever's happening at that particular time. And it's a great, wholesome family event.
Exactly, yeah.
What do you remember, Beth? Anything particularly about the festivals or any other of the kind of family type things that were important in the Catholic schools for you?
I remember when each class had their own booth that they were solely responsible for. And mm-hmm. and as freshmen, you got the crappy fish.
The fishing.
Yeah.
The goldfish catch.
And then as seniors, you got to be responsible for the bingo.
Okay.
So that was you went up the totem pole in responsibility
to the more interesting booths.
So, but I just remember as a class, there again the togetherness.
Yeah, and, the fellowship.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. I see that with my my grandkids too. They are so close to their classmates. And of course, that was true for my husband and me together when we were in school together and we were in the same class. So out of our class, we did have even several marriages. And my two sisters, their husbands also went to Bishop Fenwick High School. So yeah. All three of us girls married our high school sweethearts from Bishop Fenwick.
Mine too.
So, yeah. Well, that was a beautiful, beautiful outcome for all of us. So, but the fact that you know that your family's gift will now be blessing not only your nieces and nephews for you, Beth.
Yeah, it's going to be people in Fairfield County. The whole county will be able to benefit from this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, as it's been announced there in Lancaster, there have been some other things to honor your family as a result of that. Is that right? I think you said, Mike, the other day there was a little event at one of your dad's favorite restaurant.
Yeah. My dad was a very social person.
Mm-hmm.
He loved going out. And we had a nice remembrance of his at the Cherry Street Pub. And they actually hung a sign of a picture of Dad on the wall in remembrance. And it was just,
They named an oysters on the shore. He made a recipe, and it's spelled S-C-H-O-R-R.
Of course, your last name.
Yeah, right.
Oysters on the shore.
So his name's on the menu.
But what a beautiful tribute to your dad.
There was at least 40, 50 people had come in through the afternoon and evening.
To honor him.
Yeah. It was great.
Well, it shows what beautiful relationships, you know, he formed, I'm sure your mother formed, and that is part of, again, another part of your family legacy.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. So we've got a couple minutes left. Is anything on your heart, either Beth or Mike, or maybe both, to say to the listeners who may be thinking about some kind of a family gift or family legacy of some sort?
Well, I guess don't feel like it can't happen. I think that sure, Dad's was $1 million, but you know, you can start off small.
Sure.
And just stay within your own budget. You know, I've always been a firm believer that what you give, you get back 10 times.
Sure.
And I really think there's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree. What do you think, Beth? Anything you'd like to share from your heart to the people who are listening about what your family has done?
I just want to say I never saw my mom and dad not out of love with one another.
Hmm.
I never saw them not argue.
You never saw them arguing.
I never saw them argue. Mm-hmm. And it was that devotion to one another and the faith that they had that I think helped all of us be a family that still remains in love with one another.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, they passed on the love that they had mm-hmm. as a couple. And, of course, that's God's plan. That's God's plan, that the love of the husband and the wife is passed on, not only in the creation of the children, but also in their formation and their development. And, you know, what a beautiful, beautiful family story. And yet, you know, there may be some people listening, some families listening, where that's not been the case in their family. But there is the hope and healing that's possible with the grace of God, even when that's not been your family legacy, that you can start with that kind of family legacy in your own family, with your own children, through the grace of God. So,
could not agree more.
Yeah. So, well, thank you so much, Beth and Mike, for being with us.
Sure.
It's been a beautiful discussion about paying it forward, the family legacy of love and community that your story represents. So you have all been listening to AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Peggy Hartshorn, your host. There are archives of the Family Sanctuary on stgabrielradio.com. We're streaming live on stgabrielradio.com. And we're broadcast at 12:30 every Monday and 2 o'clock on Sundays. Join us again to strengthen our families and make them sanctuaries of life as God intended.
Family Sanctuary is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of Family Sanctuary with Peggy Hartshorn are available at stgabrielradio.com.